KKD listening.
To Larry, KR4ACR.
ACR, I hope I got that right. How you doing this morning?
Well, just a typical day. I'm headed to Greenville finally. I'm having to run around in Spartanburg this week, so now I'm coming to Greenville.
I'm off work today, but don't tell anybody. Going to get look at a part for the washing machine. I had to put another transmission in it. I got a question about the part, so I got to go get that checked out.
I hear you. That sounds like a lot of fun.
One thing about these washing machines, unlike cars, they're made to be easy to work on. So it's the difficult part is moving it around. We actually have a spare washing machine. The main one broke, so I put the spare in. Now I'm getting the main one fixed.
You can turn it around the way you want it to work on it, I guess.
Yeah, the garage, and so I have plenty of room, and I got it in pieces in the garage. I hope to get it done today so we can put it back in operation.
Say something, man.
Just constant. Yesterday I finished taking the gutter guard stuff. That's not the brand name of it, but this just cheap gutter guard off the gutters, and it was more trouble than it was worth. It was on there, but the gutters were still getting stopped up, so I just took it all off.
There's somebody in Spartanburg that was saying, you know, they had gutter guard, the actual name brand or whatever, or leaf filter or whatever it is, one of those, put their things on, and the gutter's still overflowing, so I'm going to assume they're stopped up.
Put a leaf blower with a long tube with a hook on the end of it. It comes in sections, so you can take off whatever section you don't need, but you can stand on the ground and blow the gutters out, and that's probably what I'm going to be doing from now on.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. Avoid the ladder.
I hope not to have to do that anymore. So, anyway, so you said you're riding around. You headed to Greenville.
Yeah, I'm in the delivery business, but I had a guy that unexpectedly had to retire. Medical problem, and so I'm having to cover him until I get somebody else.
Well, I hate to hear that he unexpectedly had to retire. That's not good news, usually.
I think it was in his plan. It definitely wasn't in mine.
I hate to hear that. That doesn't sound good. But anyway, it looks like the weather is going to be nice. So they said there's a little chance of rain tomorrow, but that's okay. I hope I just get stuff done I need to get done, and then it don't matter if it rains or not.
As soon as I got home, I jumped on a lawnmower and cut the grass, because we're supposed to have a birthday party Saturday, and I was afraid it was going to rain, and I wouldn't get to cut the grass, but maybe it's not going to rain. I hadn't heard today.
Grass Wednesday. On my job, 95% of my job is spent sitting in a desk working on laptop computers. So when I get home, I'm ready to do something, get up and get active for a while. Wait, I got a sign with you. I got the store in sight here. I got to go in and check on this washing machine part. But good talking to you. Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, KR4ACR, clear.
ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR, go ahead.
Talking to Larry, just wanted to say good morning. I think Larry checked out, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's looking for washing machine parts, but yeah, I called you one time last night, but when I got home, I jumped out of the car and got on the lawnmower, so I never did hear you back again.
I'm not sure what time it was. I was talking to Tom on my way home, and then I walked in the house and never got on the net, never turned the radio on.
Yeah, it would have been 6:15. I mean, it's when I was on the way home.
I'm still working. I probably jumped out making a pickup somewhere. Yeah, well, anyway, I'm glad you got your grass cut. Get ready for that party.
Be ready for it. It just won't be waiting on me.
Well, I haven't announced it yet officially, but you know what I'm talking about. Today's it, so.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. What kind of radio did you say you got? Bought a couple of radios or something?
I don't know. I was gonna tell Gary the other night on the net, and then checked in and got real sleepy and didn't want to hang around.
Yeah.
Here is the Yaesu 6000 FTM 6000 or whatever it is. They didn't have it very long. They discontinued it and replaced it with the FT something 150 RSP, I believe.
Yes, I bought a FTM 150, but it's just a 150R, I think. It's not the ASP thing. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking on now. I'll try to holler at you later when I'm back in my car. I had a couple of things done to my car since I've been out of it. But anyway, I haven't mounted it and all that, but I got it programmed.
Thinking about getting one of those too, and just the R version, not the ASP. I don't believe I need it, but that's a good radio from what I can tell. My son has one, and I've played around with it, and I really like it.
I bought mine from R&L Electronics. I think it was $289.
Dude, that's a good price. I think my son's was $329, and then if you wanted the ASP version, it was $379, I believe, at least at DX Engineering. I checked a couple other places when we got it, but yeah, that's a good price. If it's still that price somewhere, I may have to try to get it. Go ahead and get it sent to the house.
Well, just Google R&L Electronics. I don't remember, Ohio or somewhere like that, but that ham radio 2.0 guys talks about them all the time.
Gotten into any of the digital stuff, and I really like what that looks like. I will eventually, I'm sure, but just for a basic radio. And I've been very pleased, very happy with these Yaesu radios.
Once I programmed it, I was, of course, in Spartanburg riding around with it laying in the seat of the car, and I don't know, got the impression that day that the Anytone actually had a better receiver, but I just haven't had enough time to play with it and compare.
And maybe that was their way of trying to get you to buy the digital receiver on it, the little card you put in there. But I don't know. I've never put anything side by side to compare, so I don't know what I'm missing out on.
They're both hooked up at the same time, but the Yaesu, when I was in Spartanburg, it seemed like I was getting more static than I'm used to with the Anytone, so I don't know. I'll just have to give it some time and see.
You have to do a couple of different tests on that, because it could have just been conditions that day. That happens on the same radio. Some days it's more static, you know, than other days, but it's a possibility. I wouldn't even know what to tell you on that, but, you know, I just figure if I don't know, then I don't care. So I know, I do like to have the best of what I can get, but when it comes to something like that, I'm not going to spend the time or the money to try to compare a bunch of them all together.
Just means since I have them both, but yeah, I haven't tinkered with it at all. I just got it programmed and had it laying in the seat and just seeing. I talked to one of the guys over here in Spartanburg, and he was telling me that the mic was hot. Of course, I was holding the mic like I hold the one I'm using now, which nobody ever tells me is too hot. So I'm going to say I probably need to adjust that, kind of like Tom.
Radio's got a mic gain setting in there as well. This one has a four selection setting, and I believe I've got it on low. I'm not sure. But it's very, very simple. That's not even going into that wide and narrow that Tom was talking about. So, yeah, and you sound good on this, the microphone you're on right now. So I guess you also know that 150 will do, what do they call it? Now I just lost it. You know, where you talk on an HT and it rebroadcasts on another frequency.
Crossband repeat. Yeah, I verified that before I bought it.
Got me right when I unkeyed. Yeah, it's, I don't think it's in the manual, apparently, but I was watching a YouTube video and they showed what to do. Funny, I don't know how these people figure this out, or if maybe somebody at the factory tells them, but there's a lot of cheat codes out there for some of these radios.
And I bought it, or if it had not had that, just because I've gotten used to being able to use that when I'm in the office.
Do a dual band HT, kind of like this radio, it's just only one VFO at a time, but it does 2 meter 440. And there's a code you can type in, turn it on and press a button, and then type in a code, turn it back off or something, and then it will transmit across the whole 2 meter and 440 band. So, not legally, you could use it on the FRS and GMRS frequencies.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, well, like I say, I'm anxious to try all that out, but just haven't gotten to that point. But I am used to the dual VFOs now.
It's a single VFO as well, but it's 2 meter 440. But I can see how once you've got it, because I've got an old 741 Kenwood 741A at home. It's a tri-bander, but I don't have a 220 antenna. But I like having to be able to monitor both VFOs at the same time.
Well, I think it's just what I get used to, because I have so much that I have to do while I'm working. You know, I don't need to be figuring nothing else out.
You definitely have to devote time to it. At least I do. Maybe some people are a lot. They pick up on things quicker, maybe. Brighter, smarter, whatever you want to say. All right, Terry, I'm getting ready to pull into the dock here. I just wanted to say good morning, and hadn't heard you in a while, so we'll keep in touch. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KR4ACR will be clear.
KD, back on the road for a few minutes, in case anybody's listening. KC4SKD clear.